Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. A University of Colorado forecast predicts Republican Mitt Romney will win the presidential election this fall. The new peer-reviewed model relies heavily on economic factors. Researchers say it would have accurately forecast the winner in every presidential contest since 1980. Political science professors Kenneth Bickers of CU Boulder and Michael Berry of CU Denver developed the model, and they say it gives Romney 320 electoral votes, with President Obama ending up with 218. Professor Bickers spoke with Colorado Public Radio's Pat Mack.
Ken, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's nice to be with you, Pat.
The economy is really the big issue here.
Well, the economic situation is the driver of most presidential elections. And that's certainly what this model that we've developed would seem to suggest.
What specific economic data do you look at?
Well, this model is a state-by-state forecasting model. So we're trying to understand how the vote will turn out in the Electoral College. And so the variables that we use are variables that are available in each of the states. The two big variables, and these are in the literature on understanding presidential elections, are the unemployment rate and change in real per capita income, that is, income per person that has the effects of inflation removed so it can be compared over time.
That apparently isn't good news for the incumbents.
No, it's a difficult situation for any incumbent to be running in when the economic conditions are really as bad as they've continued to be over the last few years. It's interesting, and it's outside the model. We don't really have a way of knowing whether the public is blaming the current incumbent for the economic downturn that started on the watch of the prior incumbent. The political science literature suggests that after 4 years, people are pretty much holding whoever is the current incumbent responsible.
Is that, I guess, the wild card? Maybe what happened in 2008 was so unprecedented that your model really hasn't seen that before?
Well, it's unprecedented in one respect. It's not unprecedented in others. The way in which it's not unprecedented is that there have been economic downturns before. What's different is that this one started so clearly and with such a dramatic beginning in the prior administration. And so it raises questions about whether blame is associated with the current administration or the prior administration. It does appear from survey research that blame has been shifting very slowly, but nonetheless shifting from George Bush to Obama over the last 3.5 years.
Your forecast predicts the president will lose almost every swing state, including Colorado, Virginia, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. Minnesota jumped out at me just because a Republican presidential candidate hasn't won there since 1972.
It's interesting that Minnesota is in that list. It was one of the surprises when we looked at the results. Minnesota has been turning purple at about the same pace that Colorado has been. It started off clearly blue and has been electing more and more Republicans down ballot, and the presidential vote has on average been getting closer over time. Colorado has been kind of the reverse. It was a solidly red state and has been getting more purple over the last 10 years. So the two states are interestingly kind of converging and are both in the battleground category.
The New York Times' Nate Silver runs the 538 blog. His forecast model says the opposite, that the president's going to win re-election. I guess the point is that models can disagree on this. What should voters take away from all of these models?
Well, I think the interesting difference between Silver's model and ours is that his is heavily poll dependent. And my sense is that the models that rely heavily on economic data tend to do a much better job over time than the models that use polling data, at least polling data that's drawn from early in the election cycle, as opposed to, say, in late September and into October.
Ken Bickers is a political science professor at the University of Colorado Boulder. The results of his forecast model will appear in PS, Political Science and Politics, a peer-reviewed journal of the American Political Science Association. For Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Pat Mack.